Welcome to Alex Yegorov's Keto and Intermittent Fasting Lifestyle Podcast, where Alex shares his experience of many years practicing healthy lifestyle with lots of content about nutrition, weight loss, intermittent fasting, keto, and how to do all of that the right way so you can get results and actually keep them lifelong in a healthy and consistent basis. Let's begin.
Not all ketos are created equal. Today we will discuss three worst fatty foods on keto for health and for weight loss. So make sure you stay till the very end because I promise we will have a lot of fun. Now, there's lots of keto gurus on the internet that do not really understand how to do keto the right way. One of the mistakes I see all the time, and in the past I actually had the same problem, is people consuming tons of vegetable oils. I'm talking about oils like soybean oil, canola oil, definitely corn oil, sunflower, safflower, grapeseed oils, etc. Now, these oils are highly inflammatory, and inflammation is something that we are kind of trying to avoid on keto. These oils contain polyunsaturated fats, which contain lots of omega-6s. These omega-6 are highly inflammatory on its own, but the problem with these polyunsaturated fats is they oxidize very, very easily, which leads to huge problem with health and weight loss, and leads to inflammation as well. You can view this oxidizing process in your body as a metal rusting inside of you. That is what oxidation does. It rusts fats and metals inside of your body and shortens your life. Now, vegetable oils just sound healthy because it says vegetable, but in reality, they are killing your health and weight loss, and we don't want that. In addition to that, almost all vegetable oils are GMO. Polyunsaturated fat, which is unstable and gets oxidized, especially during the heating process. So make sure you never ever heat those fats. To make these easily damaged, already bad vegetable oils more shelf stable, they do a hydrogenating process. And with this process, those already cruddy oils turn into trans fat. And our cells do not know how to deal with that unnatural molecule compound. So please read labels carefully so you can avoid it. And if you go to eat outside, avoid oils altogether, because usually in the restaurants you will not find high quality extra virgin olive oil or avocado oil. So better go without restaurant oils altogether. Let's go to the next bad fat on a keto. Number two, chicken fat. Chicken fat such as chicken skin and all the fatty pieces like chicken thighs, chicken legs, and wings are not the best fat to consume either. Fatty acids from chicken are highly inflammatory and have lots of omega-6s. And if you remember, we are trying to cut the amount of omega-6s from our diet, especially if you are living in the Western world where its consumption is about 20 times more than it should. In addition to lots of omega-6s, chicken fat stores all of the toxins, pesticides, antibiotics, and hormones coming from their food and from the way they're raised. So what I would recommend is to get a lean chicken, like lean chicken breast and chicken fillet. Since they are lean, they don't have much of the fat, and also try to go organic and pasture-raised chicken and eggs as well. So it won't have most of the bad things as I mentioned above. Number three, low quality dairy. Now, when it comes to dairy, this where quality is even more important. Dairy is probably the most favorite keto food, especially in the US. People overdo low quality dairy, and sometimes it's just hard to understand what is good and what is bad because of the variety of dairy products. We have milk, we have yogurt, kefir, we have cheeses, we have butter, cream cheese, and so much more. So what is the solution? Avoid dirty, low quality processed dairy and aim for grass-fed quality organic dairy. Avoid those processed cheeses and cheese products. Milk is obviously not a keto-friendly food because it has tons of carbs, so definitely avoid that. When it comes to butter, I always go for New Zealand butter Anchor. Remember that we are what our eat ate. if a cow, for example, eats soy, its hair, its all the garbage, if it gets hormones and antibiotics and whatnot, then everything you consume from that cow will be dangerous, almost nutrientless, and it's better to avoid it all at once because it will go right to your body. When it comes to dairy, like yogurt, cheeses, and things like that, we have to look not only at the quality of fat, but also on protein content, because we have three main kinds of protein. We have protein isolate, concentrate, and casein. You see, mainly dairy's protein is casein, and casein protein. And what casein protein does, it creates inflammation. There were studies showing that not all casein creates inflammation, and what they found is there's two main types of casein protein, and A1 is bad and A2 is good and do not trigger inflammatory response. Long story short, type A2 casein, the good one, is predominantly found in goats and sheep, and that is why I do goat or sheep dairy products or old age cheeses such as old age Parmesan or old age Gouda. Aging helps to partially break down this poorly digestible A1 casein protein, so this will be a better option. As you see, guys, it is very clear that a keto diet can be a successful weight loss tool. It could be very, very good for your health, but all of this would be only possible when keto done right.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love you to leave an honest review on iTunes. It does help a little bit to spread my word out so this podcast can reach more people, so we can help as many people as we possibly can change their health and their lives for better. And don't forget to subscribe to Alex Yegorov's Keto and Intermittent Fasting Lifestyle Podcast for future episodes. I see you there.